Good morning. So what if Congress is still sleeping? It's like that kid who asks for 5 more minutes of sleep when every other kid is already on its way to school or even Shaka. It is 20th March 2019, Choti Holi or Holika Dahan as it's known, but the day also happens to be International Day of Happiness. I only got to know about the day because of Mamata Banerjee's memory, who doesn't let any day or opportunity go by. So it was but obvious that Mamata Banerjee did not let an opportunity to hit out at Modi Shah go by, this time with her own challenge. No, it's not about who has more actors campaigning for its party, and it's got nothing to do with being a chowkidar or the fitness challenge, remember that? Rather, it's on Sanskrit shlokas. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee lashed out at the BJP yesterday for questioning her religion and said neither she nor the people of the state need to learn the meaning of communal harmony from the divisive BJP. To quote her, "Worship does not mean only putting a tilak on the forehead. You must understand the meaning of the mantras. I challenge Modi Shah to compete with me in chanting mantras," she added. She also paid homage to the slain Jawans and the families, saying, "I don't believe in religion where they play politics over blood. I don't play holy with blood." But do you think Amit Shah will take this up? No. Remember, lots of people asking Muslims to recite Vande Mataram have failed in reciting it themselves? Duplicate Hindus or devil quoting scriptures? No, that's not me saying. This was the conversation that was going on in Telangana, where campaigning in Nizamabad, the chief minister of the state, K. Chandrasekhar Rao, accusing the Congress and BJP of failing to ensure comprehensive development in the country in spite of the natural resources it is endowed with. He was making a case for federal front. Campaigning in Nizamabad, Mr. Rao alleged that Hindutva followed by the BJP was political Hindutva. Quote, "Don't we have resources? There are resources in the country, but there is no intelligence to use. There is no water policy in the country because of the alleged misrule of the two parties," he said. Mr. Rao hit out at state BJP President Lakshman, who criticized him on Monday, on Rao's remarks that BJP leaders spoke as if they have taken contract for Hindu religion. Lakshman had said it was devil quoting the scriptures as the TRS joined hands with the AIMIM, which is anti-Hindu. "Yours is political Hindutva, ours is true Hindutva, ours is spiritual Hindutva. You are duplicate Hindus, Lakshmanji. Your games would not work for long," is what Mr. Rao said. Telangana goes to polls in the first phase on April 11th. And while everyone was hitting out, how can Mr. Arun Jaitley, the half finance and half Facebook post, also came out with his cliched pot shots that even newspapers today had a hard time to put on first page. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley yesterday slammed the 108 economists who alleged political interference in publication of statistical data as purported economists and said the compulsive contrarians are running fake campaigns against the government. Thankfully, he stopped here and didn't praise the 100-odd CAs who were fielded by S. Gurumurthy, the CA who gave us lifetime hit like demonetization, to tell us that all is well and data is not fibbed. Imagine that, getting validation from CAs who are known to be very creative with figures. But the news is, and it should ideally shock you back to hinterlands, but then fake and facts are so fibbed now that no one is even bothering to see the facts, even if it's slapping you right on your face. First, news that you won't find addressing Jaitley's blogs is about the Indian Express exclusive report that says that fewer men were employed in 2017-18 compared with 5 years ago. The yet-to-be-released PLFS report put the unemployment rate for male in urban and rural segments at 7.1% and 5.8% respectively. Data from the NSSO's Periodic Labour Force Survey, which is PLFS 2017-18, reviewed by the Indian Express, account for 28.6 crore employed male in the country. Now, Mr. Arun Jaitley has an issue with the 108 economists who said our data is getting fibbed. Will he care to explain, without blaming Nehru, of course, why the NSSO report, based on the PLFS conducted between July 2017 and June 2018, is yet to be released by the government, or in other words, is lying buried? While we're talking about burial, from one screw-up of this government, we head to the other brick screw-up, the muscular policy in Kashmir. Well, a night before Rizwan Asad, a school principal in Awantipura town of South Kashmir, was to turn 29, a police party raided his house on the March 17th. Asad was detained after the cops searched his house. On Tuesday, the police said that Asad had died while he was in their custody. Now, his death has escalated tensions in Kashmir. Locals clashed with armed forces in Assad's hometown and other parts of Valley witnessed a partial shutdown. The separatists have called for a statewide shutdown today. State administration has initiated a magisterial probe in the case and police have also started an inquiry. But Assad's family have no hopes from the investigation. And before we head to international news, a bit about the video going viral. No, it's not about some patriarchal classist shithead saying that Mayawati's facials and hair color, but a video from Haryana where a mathematics professor at a women's college in Haryana's Karnal was suspended after he taught a class formulae of love. In the video, Mr. Singh, the teacher, is seen writing three formulae on the background, the blackboard, sorry. The first was closeness minus attraction is equal to friendship, closeness plus attraction is equal to romantic love, and the last of his formulae being attraction minus closeness is equal to crush. The teacher was suspended. And with that, let's head to who was getting close with whom on the international stage of love, hate and fake news. Donald Trump was praising Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro for using the phrase fake news as the two men reveled in their similarities during a summit in Washington. The admiration between the two men was mutual as Bolsonaro, the far-right leader of Brazil, expressed his belief that Trump would be re-elected to a second term. If that will be a sure shot disaster, then what do you call our next story, because it is perhaps the most underreported massive disaster. More than 1,000 people were feared dead in Mozambique 4 days after a cyclone slammed into the country, submerging entire villages and leaving bodies floating in the floodwaters, according to the nation's president. It's a real disaster of great proportions, said President Philippe Nyusi. Cyclone Idai could prove to be the deadliest storm in generations to hit the impoverished Southeast African country of 30 million people. And before we leave you for the day to burn all the anger, jealousy, hatred, one cue we can take is from Valencia's Las Falas Festival that lit up on the early hours of Wednesday the Mediterranean sky with fireworks and flames from blazing sculptures of all shapes and sizes, beautiful Amazons, fairy tale dragons, and cartoonish effigies of politicians such as US President Donald Trump, and giving him company were naked Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Spain's former dictator, Francisco Franco. A very happy Holi to you too. Don't mind me skipping tomorrow's auditorial. Color yourself with love and play safe. Wishing you all a happy Holi in advance. Goodbye. Takeapart.in.